Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic with you. The Daytona 500 is about a week and a half away, and you know that I can't wait for that. Let's say hello to Alex Bowman. He's the driver of the number 48 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. He's on the line with us. Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you again. And let's just start with last weekend, last Sunday, the calamity that was the Busch Clash at the Coliseum. We saw it last year. I think this year, now that you guys have had some time in the new car and you've done this before, y'all got a little more brave. it was something to watch. What was it like from the driver's seat?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've all kind of figured out how to be really aggressive with the next-gen car, and we're all a bit more comfortable. So comfortable in driving the car turns into more comfortable in running people over. I think we were all running each other over and not giving any room. It's kind of funny. A bunch of us were talking before the race. We knew we were going to run each other over, and it's like, are we going to be mad about it? Is it going to carry on to regular season races, or do we just accept it? Because the racetrack that we're on, it kind of breeds that sort of racing. But yeah, we had a great car. Thankfully, I was in front of all the drama and, came up a couple spots short, kind of one bad restart away from having a shot to win it, but ended up fourth. So we'll move on to Daytona here in a couple weeks. And the clash was crazy for sure.
Well, and I was telling someone when I was watching the race, I was like, Alex is in a good spot because I thought the three in front of you were going to take each other out and then you were just going to be able to scoot by and get the win. It didn't work out that way, but that's just kind of how the race went. But you brought something up that I was going to ask of, is anyone really mad, or because it's an exhibition race, you know what it is, you just go out there and have fun, beat and bang on the cars, and then you move on when it really counts?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm sure there are people that are actually mad. Like, I think I haven't seen everything that happened. Thankfully, we were in front of most of it. But like, I'm sure Bubba's not happy with Austin. I'm sure there are guys that are legitimately mad and have reason to be. You know, it is an exhibition race, but we all go there working hard. There's a lot of effort. That race is super expensive for teams to do, to go all the way across the country. Your guys put a lot of time in those race cars, whether they're going to the Coliseum or they're going to Daytona. It doesn't matter. There's a ton of work involved. So we all care. But, it was kind of interesting conversation. I don't know. Thankfully, I'm on the good side of that. I don't think I really am on anybody's list, and I didn't really get run over by anybody either. So, clean slate going into 2023 for me.
One more on the clash. I know I've read some rumors and everything that it could potentially become a points race. Do you want to see it just stay an exhibition, or do you think it could be on the schedule as a points-paying race?
Yeah, I just don't know how you do that as a points race, right? Like, you can't put all the cars on it. It took us an hour to go six laps with 20-something cars. You know, it's just tough. I think it's a great idea and a great event for what it is, but I just don't see how you would make it a points race. But maybe, there's people way smarter than me and they have way different opinions than me that make those decisions. So I'll do whatever they tell me to do. If they tell me we got to run a figure eight for a points race, I'm going to go do it. But I don't see that working out great, but maybe it would.
We're talking to Alex Bowman, driver of the number 48 for Hendrick Motorsports. Daytona 500 coming up on February 19th. You've started the season now with a new crew chief in Blake Harris. How is that relationship going so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I've known Blake for a little while, but just getting to work closely with him, we have a lot in common on we both have raced some dirt stuff and are really interested in sprint car racing. And we've had a lot of fun together so far. We hung out at Chili Bowl quite a bit. It's just been really cool. I think Blake is really switched on. He's all in on anything he's doing. And the relationship's off to a great start. So looking forward to what the rest of the year holds, but I know my race car was fast at the Coliseum, and that's the most important thing to me. So things are going great.
And, you know, we know your last year you dealt with the concussions. You got to come back for Phoenix and do one more race with Greg, which I know meant a lot to you. But as you get ready for a clean slate, I mean, how excited are you for Daytona and having a shot at your first Daytona 500 win?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, Daytona is its own animal. It's tough. It's tough to survive that race. It's tough to not get crashed the whole race, but then the end gets so intense and there's so much that goes on. It's really hard to make it through all that. So, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in somebody else's mess there that I feel like that part of it makes it hard for me to be like, that's the race. You know, that's what I need to be the most excited about. I'm excited about the whole season right now, but at the same time, it is the Daytona 500. It is the biggest race of the year, one of the most important races, and we're going to do all we can to go win the thing. Just hopefully somebody else doesn't ruin it for us, because I feel like that's what's happened for the last 6 years or so for me.
Yeah, Alex Bowman is with us, and I was actually just in Daytona. Unfortunately, won't get to go to the race this year, but I was down there for a wedding, and what I love about this time of year is it's not just the racing going on at the big track. There's stuff at New Smyrna. There's stuff at Volusia. I saw on social media you were running a little bit at Volusia. So how much fun is that to be able to do some other things outside of your day job, which is Cup Series racing?
Yeah, it's been super fun. You know, when Kyle came over to Hendrick Motorsports, he kind of kicked the door down for us all to get to run different types of race cars.
Yeah, Rick wasn't keen on that early on, so that's cool that Kyle was able to do that.
Yeah, for sure. It's been great for us. I've enjoyed it. You know, Kyle and William kind of went to their roots and stuff that they're really good at, and I just randomly picked sprint car racing that I've never done before, and I'm really terrible at it. But I've had a ton of fun. It's been a huge learning curve and super humbling, because all the races I can do are the hardest races in the country to do. It's not like we're going to easy places, but it's been super fun. You know, it's cool to get to go race with my friends. I'm sitting in the parking lot at the One Daytona Hotel working on a sprint car right now. You know, just getting ready to go back to the racetrack tonight. So it's been fun. I enjoy it. I'm going to be here the whole time until the 500. So all the Volusia stuff, and we'll go to East Bay next week and then start the NASCAR stuff. So it's been really cool.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, best of luck in the Daytona 500 and with your sprint car racing as well. Always enjoy talking to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. That's Alex Bowman.